In June, I completed my term as past chancellor of the St. John Ambulance Priory of Canada. I have served this charity for more than 40 years, starting in Sudbury, then provincially, nationally, and internationally. It is an amazing organization, considered one of the oldest charities in the world. Started more than 900 years ago by a group of knights, yes, the ones in armor riding horses. These knights were called hospitallers. Their cause was to help the poor and sick. They built many hospitals all around the Mediterranean and cared for people. In the 1800s, St. John Ambulance was established as an order of the Crown of England, and Queen Elizabeth II today continues to serve as the sovereign. There are many St. John priories all around the world. St. John Ambulance in Canada continues this tradition of service in three main programs. We train about 500,000 Canadians every year in first aid and CPR. Last year, we provided 1 million hours of volunteer service by our trained first aid volunteers to public events across Canada. We run a very successful pet therapy program nationally, bringing comfort and smiles to thousands of people. I have been proud to play a small part in this worthy work. My father was a pioneer in first aid. He operated the ambulance system in Sudbury in the 1950s and 1960s. At the time, there were no standards for ambulances in the province. If you had a station wagon and a stretcher, you were in business. My father was the first one to require every one of his attendants be certified and trained by St. John Ambulance. This became the norm across Canada, and Dad was eventually knighted for his pioneering national leadership in emergency service. I followed in Dad's footsteps, joining St. John out of high school. The journey with St. John has been both challenging and rewarding. I could never understand, and still don't today, why first aid and CPR training is not mandatory for every student in Canada. I have advocated in many government offices over numerous decades that this should be added to the required curriculum. We teach students driver's education, sex ed, math, history, and language. It is common sense that we should teach them how to save a life. The basic understanding in healthcare is the sooner you are treated by a trained person, the better the outcome. This training may well save the life of a family member or a stranger who collapses on the street. I will continue to raise the flag on this important issue and seek out support. My message today is to the young and young at heart. There is no greater satisfaction than service to others. I am so proud of the St. John team who have embraced this truth. You can see it their smiles, their eyes, and their actions. They volunteer to help others and reap the rewards of the satisfaction of a job well done. When I was at our annual investiture in the Senate of Canada this year, presided over by the Prior of St. John in Canada, Governor General Mary Simon, life-saving awards were given. It is great to be involved in a wonderful organization, but truly outstanding to see those hours of training result directly in lives saved. My message is to take the time to be trained in first aid and CPR. Ultimately, you make your family, your workplace, and your community a safer place. Once trained, you have the opportunity to volunteer and provide service to the people of Sudbury. You can do this right here by contacting the Sudbury branch of St. John Ambulance on Albert Street at 705-524-7223 or go to the website. I conclude with words that light my own life's journey. A true measure of greatness is not defined by having your name written in a history book, but written in the hearts of the people you touch in this life. Please take the opportunity to serve. I know it makes a difference. Jeffrey Lougheed is a well-known Sudbury business owner and volunteer.